Beginning on Saturday, February 21st, we get 2 weeks of really neat happenings in the night sky. The first one comes right off the bat, as soon as the sky gets dark on the 21st. In the west, Venus is unmistakable, a brilliant evening star. And that night, right next to Venus, at about the 1 o'clock position, we have Mars, making its last stand in the night sky before being swallowed in the sun's afterglow. The two planets are less than one full moon width apart, and it's a good idea to use binoculars because Mars is pretty dim. These two planets are going to remain close for the next couple of days, but they're closest on the 21st. And that's not all. That same night, a thin crescent moon comes out above Venus and Mars, and just as you can use Venus to find Mars, you can use the moon to find a third planet, Uranus. Uranus is a little blue dot below the moon, about two full moon widths from the crescent, and just a little west of directly below it. Here you should definitely use binoculars or a small telescope, because Uranus is very hard to spot with the naked eye. But if you miss it then, don't despair, because on March 4th, Uranus will be barely more than half a full moon width, almost directly below Venus. A few notes on Uranus. It was the first planet discovered with a telescope. Its discoverer, Sir William Herschel, reported it in 1781, thinking it was a comet. Its average distance from the sun is approximately 1.8 billion miles, and it has a ring system. But its most striking feature, I think, is that it's tilted so far on its axis that it's practically lying on its side as it goes around the sun. It's thought that Uranus got knocked on its side when a planet-sized body smacked it sometime in the distant past. In any event, because of its orientation, each pole gets continuous sunlight for about half an orbit, then darkness for the next half. And that's a long time because Uranus's orbit takes 84 Earth years. In the morning sky, Saturn is low in the south an hour before sunrise. It's the bright object above the red star Antares in Scorpius. If you have a small telescope, the rings are tilted about 25 degrees, so this is a great time to see Saturn. On Thursday, March 5th, we get the smallest full moon of the year. This happens because early that morning, the moon reaches apogee, which is the farthest point from Earth in its orbit. This full moon has been called the sap moon because of the maple sap starting to run, or the crow moon. I think we've all seen crows roosting rather noisily this time of year. Or the crust moon, because in March, the top layer of snow often melts and refreezes overnight. It's also been called the worm moon, because the earth is softening and earthworms are starting to make their appearance. But it sure doesn't seem as though that tradition could have started anywhere near northern Minnesota. That's all for now, and happy star watching.